K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Tracy from Laverne.
Tracy from Laverne, you're caller 20, you get on the standby boarding list.
No way!
Well done. Clyde Alley will do the drawing on Monday, and you could win a trip to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
My cousin just moved there with his wife and the two babies. I haven't even seen the youngest. I would love if they were close by.
Wow, that would be great. Best of luck to you. I hope you win.
Thank you.
Went to an LA Kings game on Wednesday night. Saw that band there, Third Eye Blind. Also, the people at Linkin Park were there as well. It was a pretty cool night. Coming up on the show, it's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. We have People Are Dumb. A guy in Merced tunneled through an outside wall to get into a Costco and then ran away after 5 seconds. In What's Up with Florida, a man dined and dashed, but forgot his cell phone charger, so went back the next day to pick it up. And that's dumb. Conspiracy theories surrounding the Super Bowl. We've got that coming up. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, the Bad Omens tickets to see them at the Forum March 26th. And we will continue with your last few chances to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
And boom goes the dynamite.
You are running out of time to qualify for K-Rock's Mile High Club destination number 4, seeing Turnstile at the Mayo Colorama Festival in Lisbon, Portugal. You get on the standby boarding list. Today is your last chances, so we've got about another 3 or 4 chances. And then they're going to do the drawing on Monday, and somebody will win a trip to go to Lisbon, Portugal, which would be pretty awesome. What's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A man in Largo, Florida, dined and dashed on Sunday night. He apparently ordered food and drinks at the Largo Whiskey Wings on Sunday night, totaling up $64.18. Told employees he didn't have the money to pay and ran out. So you would think maybe don't go back to that restaurant again for quite a while or ever, because they'll remember that you ripped them off. Police said that Rakel, 23, came back to the restaurant the next day because he'd forgotten his phone charger. He left his phone charger at the restaurant and came back to get it the day after he dined and dashed. And when he came back the next day, the restaurant called the police. The police showed up and arrested him around 12:20 a.m. on Tuesday. I don't know that I've ever dined and dashed. Yeah, I did once. Yeah, when I was younger, I was not good. I've never heard of this charge before, but Rakel was charged with obtaining food with the intent to defraud. I didn't know that was a thing, but it's Florida. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Is this Kevin?
It is. What's your name?
My name's Raylene. Am I winning, Kevin?
You're caller 20, Raylene.
Yay! Thank you, Kevin.
Congratulations. You're on the standby boarding list. The drawing is Monday. It is a trip for two to Lisbon, Portugal to see Turnstile. It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend, of course. And people really, really love conspiracy theories. And there is an electrical substation that's right next to the stadium, Levi Stadium, and a lot of people are worried about it.
Could the electrical substation near the 49ers training facility and Levi Stadium be contributing to the team's injury woes?
People love a good conspiracy theory.
It's not a new theory, but it's once again being addressed and on football's biggest stage, the Super Bowl.
There's an electricity substation right near Levi Stadium, and people are wondering, is that why the 49ers had more injuries this year than usual?
I think everyone around it, as you've seen with the players talking about it, everyone will want more data and want more feedback. So
at a Super Bowl press conference Tuesday morning, leaders from the NFL Players Association responded to a viral conspiracy theory.
Experts, pretty universally.
Experts, smexperts.
Publicly said that there's nothing to be concerned about.
Team owner Jed York also weighing in on Tuesday during his appearance on Up and Adams with Kay Adams at Super Bowl's Radio Row.
It's the owner of the 49ers.
That's been there since 1987.
Oh, we're going there, Jed? Okay.
That's been there since 1987. Jerry Rice was there.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to affect Jerry Rice. It seems like Jerry Rice can still play today. I don't believe that that's something that is a real issue.
The theory has been widely debunked by medical experts, including the NFL's chief medical officer, downplaying it just last Friday. We spoke with Dr. Drew Lansdowne, a sports medicine surgeon at UCSF who specializes in knee, shoulder, and elbow injuries.
I think it's hard to draw that connection from the substation to what we've seen on the injury front.
But Dr. Lansdowne says if players and even the public are concerned, experts and leaders should be responding.
Exciting story.
Not really. The guy tried to break into a Costco by drilling a hole in the exterior wall. People are dumb. This is coming up next on the World Famous K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. You have three more chances to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. Your next chance is coming up in 20 minutes.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Merced police were called out to an unusual break-in at Costco early this morning. A thick plate now covers part of the cement wall in the building, where investigators say someone made a hole and tried to get inside.
Forget the doors. He's going to tunnel right through the wall.
An alarm went off at the big box store off R Street near Highway 99 just before 3 o'clock this morning.
Doesn't it seem like there has to be an easier way to get into Costco than drilling a hole in the wall and climbing through? Also, how are you going to get that 24-pack of car tires out of that hole?
Police say security video shows the person who caused the damage briefly entering the building for about 5 seconds before running away.
Perfect. So the guy spent all that time cutting a hole in the outside wall of the Costco, got inside the Costco for 5 seconds. Maybe it was the alarm that scared him off or something, but after 5 seconds, he turned and ran away.
No one was inside at the time since it was after hours. But shoppers tell Action News the break-in sounds like something out of a movie.
All right, so I just want to clarify what the reporter's doing. Local news always has to have a man on the street interview to tell you any kind of information that they have. They have to. Doesn't matter if the interview's good or awful, they have to have an interview. No one was there because it was 3 a.m. So a shopper comes to the Costco later in the day, and the reporter says, what do you think it must have sounded like if you were inside the store then, which you weren't?
If anybody would have saw it, they would have thought they're doing construction and not think that anybody would ever do that out in public like this. But people will do a lot of stuff to get what they want.
That is a solid interview right there.
Merced police say nothing was taken from the Costco and no injuries were reported.
Jump in.
K-Rock, hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Are you calling for the contest?
Turnstile.
You're calling for Turnstile. You are caller 20.
Woo!
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, can I ask a question? Are you hiding in the closet right now?
No, I thought the damn thing was on speaker, and I'm listening to it on the stream.
Okay.
So I just took my chance at the time frame.
Just give us that code if you need help, okay?
I'm good.
Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, after a recent breakup, a woman in Australia began receiving random voicemails of strangers screaming like Wookiees and saying that they wanted to win the $100 for the Chewbacca Roar contest. Here is the story.
McCann's mother has been forced to block dozens of calls after her ex-partner allegedly took her phone number and plastered it on poles here around the CBD, telling people to call up and impersonate Chewbacca for a chance to win $100.
This would be the most childish breakup I've ever had. Like, all you had to do was be mature and go, I don't love you anymore, I want to move on.
The calls have been waking her and her three young children up at odd hours in the evening, and they're yet to stop.
Oh my God. That first one was pretty damn good, right?
I mean, yes.
It was pretty good. Why be mature when you can have fun? Number two, a guy in the Bay Area went wildly viral after solving a problem Costco shoppers didn't even realize was haunting them. Where the hell do you put your $1.50 hot dog while pushing a cart? Well, pastry chef Julian Cotillon designed a 3D printed clip-on tray that attaches to a Costco shopping cart and perfectly holds the iconic hot dog and soda combination.
Nice.
Allowing shoppers to eat and roam freely like warehouse royalty. He posted a video of the invention online. The internet immediately lost its mind, and suddenly he was flooded with hundreds of orders, forcing him to fire up multiple 3D printers just to keep up. Costco has not officially partnered with him, but even Costco Canada gave the tray a social media nod, proving that sometimes the internet unites not over politics, but over a perfectly engineered hot dog solution.
Love it.
Very typical. Number three. It's Friday, so we always like to highlight movies that are coming out over the weekend. The Strangers Chapter 3. This is the final chapter in the rebooted home invasion horror series. Dracula. This is Luc Besson's dark reimagining of the vampire legend, starring Caleb Landry Jones and Christoph Waltz. And Solo Mio. This is a honeymoon gone wrong rom-com starring Kevin James and Allison Hannigan. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song from Young the Giant. Just came out. It's called Different Kind of Love. The band has described the song as centering on unconditional love as a kind of resistance to doom-scrolling fear and emotional numbness, making it more of an uplifting humanist anthem. It's called Different Kind of Love. They've got a new album coming out later this year called Victory Garden. And it is Young the Giant, the 420 catch of the day. This is our new music feature, the 420 catch of the day. That's brand new from Young the Giant, and it is called Different Kind of Love. It's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. First of all, sports superstitions are stupid.
K.
That's first of all.
Okay.
It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. However, when I went to the Kings game Wednesday night, I wore the same sweatshirt that I have worn every single time I've gone since they won the cup in 2014.
Okay, then you're clearly sneaky superstitious then.
But stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Because
yeah.
We haven't won the cup since 2014, so how am I helping?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know, but we're living on a prayer, you know?
What is your sports superstition for whatever team you like? Because most of your teams are not in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So whatever, if you're a Dodger fan, I'm sure a lot of you have sports superstitions that you just went through in October.
Yep.
And helped the team win. we used to have a guy that worked here named John Frost, and I think it was the Lakers, but he would, whenever we would score, he would freeze in whatever position he was in. His arms,
no.
His head.
Like Twister?
Like Twister. And he would just hold that position until, I don't remember, like, the other team scores?
No.
I don't remember what it was, okay. But he would always freeze in these weird-ass positions.
So wild.
And I would think, what are you doing? You think if you move your body, your team's going to stop doing so well?
That's one of the wildest ones I've
heard.
That's crazy. Because I have a friend, and he swears by these lucky shoes that he wears to the Dodgers games, and they always win when he wears these shoes. You know? So, like, that kinds of stuff I understand.
Yes, I can understand that as well. You have to do your part.
Yeah, you do.
I think. But also, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's pretty dumb for us to think that we would have, that we're that important.
Yes.
That we make any, you know, it's like.
However, just in case.
Exactly. You just want to ensure it, you know?
Sports superstitions for fans. We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067. What do you do while you watch your sport to help the team?
Yeah.
In quotes.
right.
And also you admit it's dumb, right?
Yeah.
So I think we need both of those answered.
I think there's going to be people that are really serious about it.
Oh,
as well.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, and for the best call, it's going to be your last chance to win these tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
All right. 800-520-1067. Your sports superstitions. What do you do? K-Rock, hello. You have a sports superstition?
Yeah. So we're huge Dodger fans in our house, and superstition we've got, 2 years ago I was going to games every every couple of months with a buddy of mine from Sacramento who would drive out, and he would they lose every time he'd come. Every time he'd lose. So I told him 2 years ago he couldn't come and watch a game with me. He could watch them by himself. He couldn't come with me. And we won 2 World Series.
Well done.
And he's a Dodger fan, yeah.
Well done.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
We are taking your phone call of your sports superstitions.
800-520-1067.
K-Rock, hello.
There is no way.
Who is this?
This is Sequoia.
Sequoia, there is a way. You're caller 20.
Woo! No, I'm not.
Yep.
Hi.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I literally just talked to you guys like 2 weeks ago, and now this is happening?
Oh, hell yeah. You're on a roll.
You are in the drawing that is going to happen Monday to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
I can't breathe. Oh, my God. Okay.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls on sports superstitions as the big game is Sunday, but we're taking out all different sports. How do you help your team win?
Or how do you think you're helping your team win?
Yes, 800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
All right, you're a Dodger fan. What do you do?
Well, it's a silly one. I do push-ups and burpees when the Dodgers are winning. And but I mean, after any home run or they get on base, anything that scores.
So you do it after they do something good?
Yes.
All right. So it's a celebration move.
It's a celebration move, but there's times where I haven't done it where something bad happens. And
yeah, because what if you're there actually live and in person at the stadium? You can't do it there.
No, but I walk around a lot, kind of like ADD kind of thing, but I walk around a lot and I'm out of my seat, but yet watching, so I do kind of like the squats.
Oh. Wow.
It is. Yeah. Squats, yeah, in Dodger Stadium.
It would be tough to watch a game with you.
Yeah.
I know. I've been told to don't stand in the aisle, yeah, I've been told to, hey, tap on my shoulder and say, hey, you need to go that way.
Stop doing burpees. We're trying to serve beer.
My wife gets so embarrassed. She just covers her eyes. She's like, stop doing that. And I'm like, my dad.
She should.
Told me to do that since I was a kid. So I was like, it already ingrained.
K-Rock, hello.
Well, I'm a big Laker fan, so I have to be all dressed up from head to toe in Laker stuff, like the hat, shirt, shorts, underwear, socks.
Wow.
And also when it comes to free throws, I have to stand up and shoot the free throw with them. In my mind, I'm giving them the extra oomph to be able to get it into the basket.
Where were you when Shaq was a Laker?
I was trying to shoot with him every single time.
Yeah, our superstitions, they don't always work.
No.
No, not always.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I have one, but I don't know if it's a little too vulgar or not.
Let's hear it.
I'll try it. All right, so every time that I am able to have fellatio on the day before any given day that I am trying to bet money on, as long as I have fellatio at 4 and 7, those are my 2 lucky numbers, I always win my bet the next day.
Oh, my God.
You have really gamed the system. That is well done.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping to do that tomorrow for the Super Bowl. Tomorrow at 4, and then at 7, I have one of the net bangers lined up. So hopefully.
Oh, my God. Is that real? Is that true?
Yeah, this is true.
Wow.
Yeah, you can ask her, but I won't say her name.
Klein Alley Show, bringing people together for fellatio. Yeah. That's what they do.
That is what they do.
Yep. Fellatio salad.
Big sports weekend, so we are taking your sports superstitions.
At 800-520-1067. I got a text that says, I don't watch LA teams games. Every time I watch, I lose. And I feel like this is a really common one. And you know me, I kind of feed
into
this.
Yeah, you think
one.
You're the curse.
I do.
Yeah,
I do, but we're not that powerful. We're just not.
I wish you were. Big sports weekend. We're talking about sports superstitions.
The 562 said, I have to wear one of my jerseys the day after my team wins a game. Otherwise, they won't win the next game. So far, this hasn't actually panned out to be true. But nevertheless, I persist.
Why do you keep doing it if it doesn't work? the hell? Big sports weekend. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We're talking about sports superstitions. How do you watch TV or the games that you're into? 800-520-1067. You have a story like that?
My superstition?
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm an Angel fan, and every time the Angels lose, I mean, every time the Angels are playing, what I do is I turn off the TV when they're losing, and then as soon as I turn it back on towards the end of the game, they win.
Yeah, so your thing, so you're feel, like I, me, where you feel like if you're not watching, they're going to win.
Exactly. So every time I watch the game, they're losing, or let's say if the game's tied up, they end up losing, so I turn off the TV, and then towards the 8th, 9th inning, I turn it back on, and they win. They end up winning.
So you can't go out to games in person.
And I can't watch them.
Yeah, wow. At all. Wow.
That's the best way to be an Angels fan.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about sports superstitions.
Oh, yeah, but first, real quick, man, I just want to say, you know, I love that you're back on K-Rock. I listen to you all the time back on the Kevin and Bean show.
Thank you, man.
We had Santa Claus talking on the phone with Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. It was the best days of my life. But
thank
anyway,
you, man. I appreciate aww. That.
Me and my fiance, we're big diehard Dodger fans. We met through Dodgers. That's our love interest. So we try to go to 2 away games a year. We hit Frisco last 2 years ago, and then last year we hit Petco. But it seems every time we keep traveling, like, they keep winning. They win when we go over there. So we decided to name our daughter, her middle name, Ravine, because we love the Ravine so much. So we're hoping to go to Colorado and knock out the whole rest of our NL West division and try to go for a three-peat this year, you know?
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I hope it works. It's going to get expensive for you, though, if they keep winning World Series.
Yeah, so that's our superstition. You know, we love the Ravine so much, we had to name our daughter Ravine. So that's our superstition. So
wow, that's wild. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so my superstition is we have to sit in the same exact seats every game.
Same seats.
At home or at the stadium?
Well, we always watch the games at home.
Okay.
Same exact seats and same exact outfits that on a winning streak.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Just you and your wife?
Well, most of us are my whole family's a football fan. So nephews, grandma, grandpa, mother-in-law, father-in-law, we're all sitting in a small patio doing this.
Wow.
Oh my God. So everybody's got assigned seats at this point.
Yes, we do.
And assigned clothing.
Yes.
What are the rules with washing the clothing?
No washing.
Yep. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Not even underwear.
Oh, wait. My God.
Wait. For how long?
Until a loss.
Oh, until a loss. Okay. I got you. So if a team's good,
I mean,
you are nasty.
Winning, winning, so it's good luck.
All right.
Got to saturate that
Woo!
Sorry, my memory.
You don't love that.
Oh, my God. I love
don't
him.
Don't love it so
wow.
much.
Whew.
Only one person was able to work in Fellatio.
Yes. I mean, that to me, from the time he called, that was untoppable.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and his name is Greg.
Greg, hi.
Hello, Kevin and Megan. I love you guys. Oh, my goodness, I'm pooping my pants.
Well, don't do that. But congratulations.
Yeah,
you got tickets
definitely
for...
not before the fellatio, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
That's disgusting.
You got tickets for Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
Oh, my gosh. You're net bangers. Let's go.
Your very last chance.
To get on the standby boarding list to see Turnstile in Portugal is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.